This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Something a little bit different. Now, when I was so excited about this idea, Chris was like, you know that Homiecast did that first. We did that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, number one, never heard about it. Number two, never saw it. Like, so to me, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Pixar didn't happen.
I blogged this shit. I broadcasted this shit. People know what's happening. Therefore, we have people
watching. How many?
Watching. We have five. I'm viral, Joey. We're viral. Five
going global.
People. We're going global. We're going global.
Well, we already went national.
Yes.
You know, I got friends.
But we are international.
Hey,
we're
my mom's in Florida. Look how many perfect. We got.
Aww.
See? Rhode Island.
So everybody knows I'm challenged when it comes to new technology, when it comes to new social media. I just don't understand it. I can't wrap my head around it. So this new Periscope thing is kind of weird to me.
So how many hearts you get signifies how cool you are. So
they just keep it happening with yeah. And liking it.
So how many hearts, if you get, you know what I'll say? If you get 4,000 hearts.
Why are they different colors?
That means different people.
Tapping. Yeah,
oh. Because of the tapping. Everybody has a different color.
See, I can tap right now.
Bing. Oh, no. You're. Oh.
558. I've given.
So yeah. We shouldn't.
I don't know what that means.
We shouldn't read the bad
okay.
ones.
Okay. All right.
No, we won't.
No.
I'm in
so,
charge.
So we're still, you know, we're still recording. So this is like, you know, so it's. I don't know.
My brain is in two different.
I know. It's
places
so weird.
Right now.
It's
yeah.
So weird. So, today is our 10th episode! Woo! 10, number 10! I know at like number 8 and number 9, I was really confused because I didn't really get it, but we are on number 10. We are double digits, which I'm very excited about. So, Bridget, do the honors.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yes!
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because you're the wine girl.
Because you know I've got our...
Oh, okay. Well then...
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
better.
Oh,
this one's a lot easier.
Seal it. Yep, all
right.
Ready?
Woo! Now, listening to the Homiecast the other day, they hit 10. I didn't hear any pops corking.
No.
Corking pops. Corking pops. Pops corking. No, what is it? Pops corking. I said it right.
Popping bottles.
Popping bottles.
I didn't hear the pop. You know what I heard a lot of?
Porta potty, talking shit.
Talking
about shit.
Yeah. Pool table.
Yeah.
They call me loud.
Motherfuckers call
me loud. They call me loud. Have you heard that, homie cast?
Of course I have. I haven't turned it down.
You have beers cracking. You have pool tables. You have Chris. You have everyone else. And they're all like so super freaking loud. And you call me loud. You call my acoustics bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. My left ear right now is like. Me loud? You call it me loud? No.
So I don't want to spend a lot of time on talking about the homie cast. I know they sweat me a lot, and so I'm always brought up, which is awesome. Love you guys, much love. So when I found out they were doing a homie cast on Saturday, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Maybe I can stop by before. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I'm banned from the place. So I'm considered the spy. And, you know, my first intentions are, oh my God, all my guy friends are getting together and I would love to see them all. So I don't see them all on a regular basis. And then I have to, like, bring it back and be like, oh, I'm going to be made fun of. So that's kind of a sad moment for me. Sad face.
That's okay.
That was sad. That's pretty sad for me that I can't. So anyway, got over it, whatever, went to work. So listened to it, and apparently I own a couple sets of balls.
You
apparently.
Do. You do. You own Chris's balls in the marriage.
Yeah. And then I own.
And then you own Joey's like balls as well.
So I do.
That's what somebody had mentioned.
Yeah.
When I was listening.
I don't.
Really. And like what I envisioned was you having this cabinet of like mason, like literally mason jars.
I love it. I have a text message.
Wow. Sweet. Hey, someone joined.
Aww.
Nina
33.
That's
my mom.
Hi. Hi, Nina. Hi, Nina. So, yeah, I mean, I just thought it was hilarious. And so then they were kind of critiquing, because they haven't been on their podcast since August.
Yes.
They said they went on a 9-week hiatus. You know, they should have been at podcast 20 by now, but they're not. They're at 10.
My eardrums, thank you for not being at podcast 20.
So, yes. They said that we said the word vagina a lot.
Well,
it doesn't come from me.
It
doesn't come from me. As vulgar as I can be, for those that can't see Kyle that are not periscoping with us, she just raised her hand because she's the
listeners at home.
Yeah,
I don't even like mine. I don't like vagina. Just I don't know. It's a weird word. It does weird things. I don't know. I'm weird. I do weird things.
Apparently we say that a lot.
See, but the thing is, we don't say the P word, which they said the other day, and I almost, like, dropped my phone when I heard it. I was like, whoa, oh my God, and I was walking. It was, like, 6:30 in the morning, and I was like, wow. But they talk about a lot of dick and balls. And they talk about a lot of different things.
Yeah, they...
Well, I talk about
this. Yeah, I mean, this past...
I don't feel like we
this
talk
past
about
one, it was so, such a guy, like... You know, before when Joey would go on 20 minutes about grills and then they went 20 minutes about football, they get very passionate about talking about football, by the way.
Passionate meaning bullshit, but yeah.
Dude, they were like 20 minutes on talking about that.
It's okay, we're not going to die. It's just there.
Oh, what happened?
We lost
connection.
All right, then do it again. So anyway, that's just
really?
Like,
how the hell did it?
It was probably.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
For the people listening, we lost Periscope.
No, they're back on.
Oh, we're back on.
See?
Oh.
Hold on. Don't worry. We're flipping.
Okay. this is crazy.
Hi. Sorry. All
right. It says stop. Okay.
It says stop.
I can't see. I lost my glasses. I can't see far away.
See, I'm frozen on this side, but that's fine. We still got four. Oh, we got more people.
Oh, we do.
I think so.
Oh, people listening to this tomorrow are going to be like, are you freaking kidding me? All right, moving on.
Let's ignore it. Let's pretend. Sorry.
Yeah, we have to pretend it's not there. We're getting very distracted.
Yes.
So my opening song tonight was Demi Lovato, Confident. Love, love, love that song. And I need to tell you, there's another song that I am so in love with right now. And Kyle and I talked about it the other day. It's Adele, Hello.
Oh, yes.
I know, Bridget. Is there any... What's the matter? What's the matter?
It's just so overplayed already. Why do they do that? Why do they Titanic that shit?
I know.
I don't understand.
I know, but I love it because I'm going to relate to it one day.
And then you're going to want to kill yourself when you hear it in 2 weeks.
No, I still love it. I play it over and I just
But
love
have
it.
You seen the cover of
I saw the
video. Vanity Fair of her? Yeah. She's wearing no makeup. I swear to God, she looks like Scarlett Johansson. It's insane.
Really?
I thought it was Scarlett Johansson, but it's actually Adele.
Really?
But that song, man, the minute that song comes on now, it's just like that damn cheerleader song. I have to change it instantly.
No.
But see,
we get some hearts if you're loving the Adele Hello song.
We have 9 watchers right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Hi. And all we have is, so wait, I should be seeing 9 different color hearts.
No.
But they're not hurting
no one, not everyone loves Adele, right? Tap it if you don't love Adele.
Tap to dear.
No.
But tap.
Wait, I see, I'm still not getting this. We're not getting a lot of hearts.
Because everyone doesn't
it's
know.
It's killing my heart.
A lot of people don't know.
Oh,
see?
I'm telling you, I am challenged when it comes to this type of thing. Completely challenged.
I think we're very distracted by what's happening.
Okay,
on
so
screen.
The other song that I'm...
See, look at them go! Look at them go! Sorry.
Sorry, listeners. So my other song that I'm totally in love with is Justin Bieber just did a cover on Drake of the Hotline Bling.
I can't wait to hear.
Love the Justin Bieber cover better. I heart it. I love it.
I see him.
No, I love him. His last few songs.
No, they've been catchy. Unfortunately,
I love them.
His new song called Sorry. Insane.
Not as much as I love What Do You Mean.
I like the acoustic version of What Do You Mean.
And then Talia makes fun of me. She goes, Mom, that's not even a song. It's What Do You Mean?
Blinker.
What do
it's got a blinker in it.
What Do You Mean? What Do You Mean? And she's making fun of me. I'm like, Talia.
Because it's Justin Bieber. She's a smart girl.
Justin Bieber. Are people commenting?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Someone says yuck.
There's 11 viewers now, but I love them.
11 viewers.
So we're talking about the song Adele, Hello, over our best salmon I've ever had
in
my life.
This was at Katrina's.
At Katrina's,
yep,
downtown. Ever since they opened, they do an amazing salmon.
Yeah.
They don't overcook it, which a lot of people can. A lot of people dry it out. They never have. And in fact, they undercook it a little bit, which is the way salmon should be. And I'm a fish lover, so I love it.
Yeah.
Best Caesar salad in town. They make their own dressing. It was awesome.
It was like a fishy sex bowl that I just ate.
Oh my God. It was like the skin was like butter.
What
and
the
wine. Was that? It was like butter and wine. It was good.
It was really good. But we had a little visitor that
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah.
The whole night I'm like, Kyle, don't talk to the people.
They flocked to her. No,
Where
I didn't say you? Guys. I said weird people flocked to
they
me.
They flocked to you. So we were there and then we went to Stone's, which is obviously our go-to place. And just I'm like, Kyle couldn't even walk out the door.
Oh my god, Kyle.
No, Bridget.
Yeah, I showed up.
She watched
and
it.
I was there to witness
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, Kyle, don't stop and talk to him. Kyle, and what
put
she
your
do?
Head down,
she stops and talks
going.
To them because Kyle's got to talk to everyone that
and
she
we
passes.
Had, and we had commentary about it because one of them was touching you and she's like, oh,
I was like, oh, Kyle doesn't like me to touch.
They're touching Kyle.
And
she was so sweet. She's like, oh.
Get
away. And then it's like, oh, I know it's scheming her out right now.
No.
On to another subject. What?
So Bridget in the
yes.
in the meme is it called meme
memes
a meme
meme
a meme
I have no idea of the origin
meme.
Someone from the corrections department can look it up.
A meme
yes
that's
meme.
Like that like say that and like on your lips meme,
meme.
It like vibrates meme
should I do
meme.
It
oh my god this is probably gonna be the worst podcast ever.
I'm sure my neighbors are really confused.
about your meme.
Oh, it drives.
Yeah, it was definitely confused.
So, my thing about memes, I did not make eye contact, Lily.
Kyle's dog, Kyle told us we're not allowed to make eye contact with Toto because then she'll just sit on our laps and she just keeps coming and sitting on our laps, which is why we're at an undisclosed location, because at my house, my dogs will just paw at the door until you let them in and then they just want to sit there. So, okay, go ahead. Sorry, off subject.
That's fine. So, internet memes is where they share, you know, like a photo. A lot of it's the fat Asian baby on the cell phone. A lot of it is Ned Stark or, you know, Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings or Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek. And it has, like, little quippy, quirky little sentences. And you see it a lot, and a lot of people share it. But the problem with that is if your grandma fucking sucks...
You're talking with your hands.
I am.
So you can't put the coin.
No, I can't.
I'm talking about my hands.
I'm talking about my hands. I can't put the coin.
I just
want to.
I just don't want to forget. So the thing is, like, if you are talking about, like, if you're talking about something serious and you have your spelled wrong, like Y O U R.
We definitely talked about this in another podcast,
but
We definitely talked about this.
And the thing is, like,
yeah, we
the problem is, I always love to be that asshole that goes, I would love to love this meme, but the only problem is I can't get past the grammar issue.
Yeah.
And people get so pissed. They're like, it's about the point, about the veterans, it's about this, it's about that. I'm like, I get it, but you should not share something on the internet if
it's
incorrect.
Wrong.
Like, fucking know your shit. Like, if like, know your shit, K-N-O-W,
yeah,
is spelled N-O, fuck you.
No, yeah.
Fuck
you. You're not allowed to.
Fuck your face.
So, can we talk about another meme? Is it meme?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about another one. You know the people that put up the memes that talk about, like, oh, I had such a good one, and I lost my notes. It's like, my life... No, life is not as simple as it seems,
like,
but I will get through another day.
Yeah.
And then people are commenting like, oh my God, what is so difficult? What is so complicated? Why can't you get through another day? It's like fishing for information.
But that's why you go to a therapist. You talk to
instead of the memes?
Yeah.
What do you say it again?
I feel like those
are different. It's like... I feel like some of those are like those inspirational photos that they repost and stuff.
Dude,
me and the ones with the big block white letters.
Yeah, no, I'm all about the inspirational. If you look at my Instagram, one half is food and the other half is memes. But I did put a doggy selfie up there today.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, though, like, you can have an inspirational quote with a picture and all that, but when you're posting, like, woe is me, want fishing for, oh, what's wrong, and, you know,
very vague,
like, status updates with the pictures and everything like that.
Right.
I just think it's an excuse that they're very lonely, or they feel like they're not...
They
really
want attention.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
what it is. Like,
yeah.
You
know, they might not be lonely in theory,
like,
but they just
might... No,
like,
exactly. Like,
yeah.
when I do... You see my posts, my Facebook posts. They're
usually... Yeah, they're hilarious.
Well, they're funny, but they're, like, it doesn't mean anything personal. Like, there's no personal,
right.
like, issues I have.
Well,
now,
people that are reading it love to... You know, make something out of something it's not.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah. Because someone said hi, Lily.
Aww. Somebody knows Lily.
Oh, hi, Lily. Is that Sia?
Is
Sia still there? Sia, are you still there?
We went from 12 to 5.
Should I crush someone?
No. No.
I'm totally kidding.
No,
we went 12 to 5.
Absolutely not. Well, don't worry.
Now
they'll
I'm
come
sad.
Back.
Now
back.
I'm sad. What if they went?
That's okay. They probably didn't like our potty mouths.
Because
they don't understand it's for the puppies.
Yeah, we're swearing for puppies.
Well, all the money that we swear.
It's all going to Capen and Elaine.
Oh, it's your mom.
Yeah.
And Auntie Celia.
Oh, hi, Auntie Celia. So one thing that, you know, Bridget had wanted to talk about, which, by the way, Patriots are 8-0. 8-0. Woo, go Pats. Hi, Edelman.
Right. My armadillo.
Oh, Garoppolo.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
This will be the day fantasy of the Garoppolo.
Fantasy league for us is those men.
Okay. Yes, that would be, that's Alicia Unleashed Fantasy. Fantasy Football League.
Football Player
Garoppolo,
League.
Garoppolo, Amendola.
Garoppolo sounds like a blood disorder. It does, doesn't it?
I would love his blood disorder.
Okay.
I would not mind that at all.
So, Bridget, you're saying they're still talking about the Deflategate?
Oh my God! So I was watching it yesterday, and I think it was like in the third quarter. They're like, "Oh, you know, Deflategate." I'm like, "Are we still talking about that 9 weeks?"
We can't
later?
Prove that in A and O that like get rid of Deflategate.
Seriously, they're like, "Oh, you know what's the best thing to defuse this Deflategate? Is play the best year ever." I'm like,
hello, we're not doing that already?
Stop talking about that shit. Like, he's on a revenge tour? Leave
right.
that bitch alone. He
right.
is on some haterade right,
right.
now.
Yep.
Some haterade.
That's right.
And you know what? I love it because, you know, there are some people out there, my clients, some of my clients love their Broncos fans. They love to bring it up. And I'm like,
no.
It's not my fault. Not my fault.
No. Talking about assholery. Parking. It's people that park. Parking situation. So, going downtown, and when you stop, you put your blinker on to parallel, and they're still coming up your ass.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Are we kidding? Yeah. Are we kidding? And I literally say out loud to myself, are you kidding? Like, you see me, I stopped, I put on my blinker, I'm clearly backing up, and your ass is still coming?
Yep.
Really?
My thing is, like, I am the worst pedestrian, and I'm also one of the worst drivers. Because I will be that person that will lose their shit. Like, are you fucking joking right now? Like, are you joking me? You know, and, pedestrian, like, as...
I have the worst road rage.
As a pedestrian, like, walking my dog, I walk early in the morning, and fuckers still on their cell phones trying to run me and my dog over. I'm like, it is broad daylight. You can't see me. I'm the only one walking on the sidewalk.
Right.
And it's just like, man... But also, like, parking lot, like people walking through the parking lot.
Yeah.
They walk through the parking space that they know you're going into. Like, my mom and I went to Home Depot yesterday. Let me just tell you, the machismo in that parking lot, oh my God. I'm like, ugh. And this dude is seriously on his phone, stops in the middle of the handicapped parking space that my mother's trying to get into. And I swear to God, I almost, like, lost my shit.
You saw when I tried to leave the house tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody was parked behind me. And they're out there chatting, seeing that I'm trying to get out of my driveway, and you're sitting over there chatting.
Well, my issue is cyclists. They think that they own the... I hit one last summer. No, it was fine. It was fine.
It was fine. You didn't go to the hospital. We're okay.
He asked me out after.
Oh, well, score for that.
Well, it was just because that way I didn't get, you know, like, sued or whatever.
Oh, that's how you get out of that?
Well, shit. I don't know, but what I'm saying is that, like, they come out of nowhere. Just, like, trees come out of nowhere. I got hit by a tree, like 2 years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember when I got hit by that tree and it totaled my car?
Yep.
But anyway, so, between trees and cyclists, I have
we're getting hearts because a tree totaled your car. They can hear that. That's hilarious. So for everyone that hears that, that's my text message. And every time I get one, it says, "Hey, beautiful, you got a text message."
So I almost got run over today walking my dog.
I'm sorry.
No, it, like there was
me.
There was it was by a runner.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
by someone running on the sidewalk. Now I'm on Rogers Street. And my dog is a 60-pound retriever. Like, you can't miss her, you know? And we're walking along Roger Street between Gloucester House and the Building Center. And out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I feel, like, this brush across my arm. And some dude runs past me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I almost just get hit by some, like, runner?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, runners in Gloucester, PSA, runners, walkers.
Oh,
if you see someone behind you, say on your left, on your right. It's not that hard unless you're really struggling to run. I mean, I can't believe, like, in Oakland, everyone has proper pedestrian manners. On your left, on your right, cyclists, runners, walkers. Like, if you're power walking and you're walking past me and you see that clearly I'm walking a dog.
Personal bubble was the other one, too.
No, you're right.
I was thinking about, like, personal space, personal bubbles and stuff. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. Sorry if you're listening.
Sorry,
I'm self-conscious,
and now I can see myself, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't like myself on this. I told you I have a face for radio, and I just put it back now.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Well, the thing I was going to say, before they had a fucking meltdown next to me. Speaking of which, personal space, which I'm feeling really uncomfortable right now.
Okay. We are kind of close.
I can't help it. I'm trying to be so far away. Like, people are looking, and it's freaking me out, man.
Like when you're in, let's say, the grocery store, and you go to the shortest line, and everybody else, like, has nobody in the lines, but this person goes right next to you, where they could go to every other aisle, but they go right up there, and they're snug right up your fucking ass.
Yep.
And then the other person that I was talking to about this, if he was on a bus, there was no other people on the bus. It was an abandoned bus.
Oh, wait. Have we talked about this before?
Who?
I don't think we have.
Have we talked about this? Because, no.
Wait, what? What?
No. Have we talked about, you know
what? Well, she was freaking me out. I think we talked about this.
I blogged about this.
Oh.
I blogged. I was at the hair salon. And it was four across, and then the other four across on the other side. No one is there but me, and the person comes and sits right next to me.
Or the movies, whenever I go to the movies and I'm by myself, alone, there's a whole entire row, or a whole movie theater full of, like, empty seats, because it's usually in the middle of the day. They'll sit right next to me.
Yes.
Or right behind me.
I had a problem in Vegas. Like, I have that, like, if I know you, you can be in my bubble. And we were in line at Starbucks, and I was with a whole bunch of guys because it was a softball tournament, and, you know, I was in someone else's bubble, which he didn't care about because he was a hippie, and all of a sudden this guy comes out of nowhere in, like, European shorts and stuff, and he is all up in my Kool-Aid, and I'm like, ew, I'm like, why is he in my bubble? Like, I felt like I could...
I am,
and I'm like, why are you in my bubble?
I just don't like anybody. Unless you're Lily, or I'm...
Obviously, Alicia is up on top of you.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't like to be touched. There was somebody that was at work, nice fella, I'm not going to say his name, older gentleman. He'd come in and he'd hug everybody. And yeah. I had to tell him, listen, mister.
Are you a hugger?
Huh?
Are you a hugger?
Only if I really like you. Or if I haven't had a lot to eat and they're going to throw up as soon as I touch you.
That's odd. That's
like, I get really nauseous when people hug me that I don't know or like. I feel like I'm going to regurgitate, like, my lunch. So if it's, like, an empty stomach, then I'll usually hug you.
Wow.
So you could even go as far as, like, hey, Kyle, like, nice to see you. Have you eaten
yet? Oh, my God. Do you want to hear?
Have you had lunch yet? Can I hug you?
So I had two people. So, like, there was a person that I knew and a person that I didn't know so well. And they were both walking towards me. And I said to one person, hey, look, I haven't seen you in so long. And I go to hug, but the other person I didn't know very well hugged me first.
Oh, hell no.
I'm like, wow, that was really awkward. Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, that was just, like, really awkward.
So how do you feel about, like, nicknames? Because I mean, my name is Bridget, so obviously I have a bunch of nicknames. But I have some people that might be in circles that try to use nicknames that are only specified for specific people. Like, they try to borrow that nickname. They're like, you're not allowed to call me that. Like,
So I don't have nicknames. So, because I'm Alicia, there's not
but
too much
But they don't call
that.
You, like, Alish?
Like, no. So, I have my sisters and my dad will call me Leash.
Right.
Right? Only ones on the planet will call me Leash. And then my friend Erica... Lee. Sometimes she used to when we were younger, but she doesn't so much. She'd say Lee. She'd be like Lee. Like Ollie, but Lee. And that is it. Mm. That is it. That's completely it. And
People call me Kai. That's
Do you know what? I think Joey. Yeah. Is Joey Salish? No. He says it to his sister. Maybe he has sister, but that's it, really. I mean, and the thing I hate, my daughter Talia. There's no fucking nickname for Talia, right? No lie. People call her
Tally.
Tal. Oh. Are you fucking kidding me? Tal? Yeah. Really?
Talia.
No.
It's too fucking silly.
No.
And people call me Kai.
No.
Right.
No. No. No.
What do you mean? Well,
your name is not even long enough to have anything. No. What?
Your sister, Kai Kai, Meg Kai, my dad, Kai Kai.
Okay, Kai Kai makes sense.
Kai, though. That Kai.
Okay, fine.
Celia. If she's. If she's
no. No, I think it's ridiculous. Then they call Talia T. Really? Are you too lazy to say Talia?
I don't know.
And then Talia hates it, but I go, Talia, Talia, because that was what my nana used to say, because I don't know why, it's the old New England accent, and yeah. Even Tyler has never called Ty, or T, or anything like that.
Weird.
So, Bridget, you have, like, a million nicknames?
I do.
Sweet. Did you end up ever going into your out-of-comfort-zone experience? No? Oh, all right. So, yesterday.
However, yesterday... You did?
I did.
However, yesterday... Celia. Kai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm still so close. I don't like this. See, I look far away.
Oh, my God.
I look far away, but then when I'm looking at Bridget's... Oh, my God. I don't like this.
Listen, don't look at that. Like my,
I'm dying right now.
I'm back. Dead. Can you just give me a blanket? I hate this.
Oh my god.
I hate this. I'm backing up to do core exercise. No. And my nose is broadcasting on its own.
No.
So, all right. It's like, is it Portuguese or is it Jewish? Portuguese or Jewish?
No. Look at me looking at it. I don't like it.
Stop looking at it.
Oh.
It's like a car wreck.
Wait, can I talk about my out of comfort zone?
You did it?
Well, I did something that was very much out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
So, quick rundown here. I don't particularly enjoy being around a lot of children.
I hate children.
Like, I guess maybe if I spat them out,
my foot.
I would like them, but
They make me nauseous.
They do. So, anyway, I was at a one-year-old's birthday party.
Really? Shoot me.
I was.
Really? I would never. I can't.
They're not going to remember that. Like, they're not going to remember that.
What, if you blew your brains out in front of them?
Well, they probably will remember that.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
Well, no, so I was surrounded. That was the most I've ever been surrounded by that many kids or children, babies and stuff. And I was, you know, Jeff was making fun of me, my buddy Jeff.
I don't like it. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway,
so we'll have to broadcast like a 20th, like not this, or like a
100th. I said I was going to broadcast like every single time, well, but I think that might just be behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't think we need to broadcast every time. I think if we had like a, sorry, Kyle.
Oh,
like
no, I was done.
But wait, we're going off on a tangent? That's so weird.
Oh, I know. It's so
random. Really weird.
That is not like us at all. But if, like, we were to do, like, a homie cat, like, the War of the Roses, like, we suggested back in the day. Or, like,
a holiday special?
Like, yeah, let's do a
holiday special.
We could periscope that.
All right.
You know?
Okay, we're on it. Well, now we're toe in toe with homie cast, you know.
Sorry.
Toe in toe. 10, they do 11, we do 11. We might both...
Oh, the 20th. Yes.
Homecast
and Alicia Unleashed together.
Oh, man. It's going to be so fucking loud.
That would be so insane. The volume would have to be like all the way down.
Yes, can I just do a quick question to Craig?
Yes.
I was just curious about the... dodgeball video? No pressure. No pressure. I'm just curious.
You know what would get us pumped? Is if he played it the week before the next one. I love you, Craigie.
I just was curious. I
yeah, just curious.
By the way, homie cast, I have terrible porta potty jokes. Episodes or whatever.
Are they shitty?
They are pretty shitty.
What a boom.
Let's just say that I've seen some shit and some porta potties go down that trumps everything you've ever done in a porta potty or seen, okay? Let's just say that. And I'm one person.
Intrigue.
I'm calling it out. You can ask, and I'll tell you.
It's bad.
So things cannot be unseen in my brain.
Did you hear about it was like probably like 7 years ago, that guy up in New Hampshire, I think it was like hiding in the Jiffy John, like in the mess of it all.
And so like some millionaire, like, just fall down into the chute.
I didn't catch that one, uh-huh. But he's literally like hanging out in a tank of shit and like. And
no, I mean, this is shit.
No, this was an actual.
Don't make me spit this out all over you. Really?
This was a legit guy. He was
why?
Weird.
But
obviously.
Why? Why was he
it
doing
was
that?
For like to like see girls or whatever. Like, it was a creepy thing. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like he lost his phone in there. He was trying.
If I lost my phone, there's no turning back. Sorry. No turning.
You remember the Razor phones? I dropped that in the toilet once. And flushed. It was like a very simultaneous, like I dropped it and I flushed and I was like, no. And literally my ex's father, he was like, all right, let's get some Lysol. We Lysol.
No.
We put it out on rice. That thing worked for another 3 years.
Oh my
get
God.
Get out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look at this
it
thing
was
again.
Great.
All right. I've got to do a check.
How much time are we at?
Doesn't matter. This is the 10th episode.
Wake up.
Oh no, wake up, computer.
It's
anyway,
fine.
How much?
Are you like my ass?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what are we at? We only have 4 listeners, and Bridget's one of them.
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
It's okay.
It's cool. No one knows my screen name.
Oh, we're good. 36 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, we can keep going. We got some.
No, I didn't say we weren't going to, but
wait,
I'm just...
Can we do one of the topics that was in the leftover topics?
Yeah. Oh, can we do... Okay, can I... Okay.
What are you going to do? I'm just saying, can we
okay,
go
yeah. There's can one of the leftover pull? Topics that's been happening... That was been since day one.
What one was that?
The worst thing and the best thing you've ever done while drunk. The best thing.
Short and sweet, though, right?
Short and sweet.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Short and sweet. So the best thing while drunk was Joey putting me on the blog and giving me a podcast.
Which
in both times, I'm sure we were drinking. Actually, he was pretty good in when he said, hey, Alicia, do you want to contribute? And I was like, we'll talk about this in the morning since you're pretty lit. And in the morning, he's like, nope. We're doing this. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And he's been defending me ever since. Thanks, Joey. best thing that's ever happened to you, Kyle, while you've been drunk?
The best thing?
I have a feeling. Is this having something to do with my sister?
She just said, oh, no.
I was persuaded to go-go dance in a nightclub while I was shit-faced. And
by
my sister? And I made like $300.
No
way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now people know that. But that was out there. That was, Mom, I am so sorry, Mother. That was the most profitable drunk evening I think I've ever had.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would say that would be it.
Awesome.
As far as my good one. We're gonna go to the bad one?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Bridget?
I would probably say my good one would be my Call Me Maybe moment in Austin, Texas.
Oh my god, I want to see it. Is it recorded?
No.
Oh no,
I don't mean like the actual, like.
Oh, you didn't sing
Carly Jepsen?
I didn't
sing it, but I actually pulled it off where I was like, oh, Call Me Maybe. some rando that I played against in the tournament earlier in the day, and got super drunk and started screaming Bon Jovi at the top of our lungs.
I skied Bon Jovi.
In the middle of typhoon.
Did you say you skied?
I fucking skied
Bon Jovi?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I get asked that all the time, but I don't know. But I skied him.
No way.
You know what else I fucking skied?
No.
I'm sorry. No, I'm done. I'm sorry. Go on, Bridget. I'm sorry.
No,
I get so fired up. Go on. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we ended up making out ferociously in a golf cart that we hijacked. We hijacked this motherfucker to get back to our hotel because the typhoon rains in Austin. There were no cabs, so we took a golf cart back to the hotel, and my teammates were like, hey, you weren't in bed at 4 a.m. I'm like, that is a true story. I was not in bed at 4 a.m. And we got a wake-up call at 7, and I rocked that shit the next day.
First thing.
What do you ski, Carl?
Well, there was thing.
Well, Bon Jovi, which I don't understand.
I hate Bon Jovi.
I can't understand that.
I don't know what it is inside of it makes me.
No way! Stop it.
Yeah, but see, but a lot of people really enjoy Bon Jovi, like yourself, like most people. But it's like this thing I was telling you about, like going against the grain, shit that you like that nobody else likes, that like looks at you like you're retarded.
Yep.
Like the whole Walt Disney. I fucking hate anything Disney. I hate Walt Disney's an asshole, okay? And any those cartoon, like Frozen, I want to stab a fucking icicle through my eye.
Do you
want
to build
every
a snowman?
Oh
my god, I have a Frozen bullet sandwich in my car. Do you want to build a
bullet? Come on, come out and play. Oh, yeah.
Like, I know your son really likes her, but I fucking hate anything Disney.
I don't know any
Disney.
Other way to the song, but I know the melody.
Anything
do
cartoon?
Do you
want to
build a snowman?
It took me 4 days to get through that movie. 4 days. I couldn't get into it.
I hate cartoons, Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney fucking whatever it is.
Disneyland?
Because I hate it. I'll never go there. My mom was just telling me. She's like, why don't you, when you go to visit me, why
don't you
go to Disneyland? I've never
been. Don't care.
I've been to Disneyland.
But, yeah. So worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Like, worst thing that's ever happened to me drunk. So I fell and bent back my fingernail and lost my fingernail.
Oh.
And my nail girl, who I love. Hi, Erin. She was on podcast number 3. Nail girl. Remember nail girl?
Mm-hmm.
And she loves that weird stuff. And it had to grow out, and it was black and blue. I thought I was going to lose it. And it was just, oh my God, it was bad. That was the worst thing.
Well.
I'm sure you have the
eternal list, but no, I think the worst one, I got drunk, I got really angry, because I think I was drinking, like, gasoline or something.
Are you something angry? Really, no way.
Yeah, so, long story short, my roommate had a pan of cheesy potatoes that was cooking on the stove, and some girl that I went to school with, apparently made me very angry, and, I burnt her with a can of hot cheesy potatoes, and she had to go to the hospital.
Oh,
get
out.
Yeah,
you know your mom's listening, right?
She knows this story.
Okay.
She probably gave me the money for her third-degree burn bill.
Oh, no. Bridget.
Oh, God. I really cannot talk about the third, my worst. Okay. Nope.
Okay.
Let's just you think of another one. You have so many. You could probably pick
one
out.
I do. I would say my first time meeting Christina's husband, Joel.
Oh, there's so much of
them. He fed me tequila like there was no tomorrow. And we stopped at 7-Eleven because I had to go to the bathroom. And the old guy that worked there, I don't know if he still does, wouldn't let me use the bathroom, so I literally hiked up my skirt and pissed in the front of the doors at 7-Eleven.
What?
I was probably...
I do that every Tuesday.
I was... Okay. It's either that or when I was in Vegas and I offered people to smack my ass on my 30th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's not the worst. That's probably one of the best stories because that's an epic...
I'm so
different.
Next time,
You're supposed to be confident.
I know, but, you know.
Should we play this?
You
know, it's Selena Gomez again, or whoever the fuck she is.
Demi Lovato.
Whatever. And I hate fucking Disney stars that start off as kids. And then
Demi Lovato in a concert. And the Disney. I
started
high school.
You're not living up to your theme song. Like, chop.
See.
It's because Disney, Disney did this to you.
You know Cameron puts on 50 pounds?
I thought it was 10.
No,
there's 50 pounds in my nose.
No, stop it. I'm going to, you want to switch places?
No.
Because look, you are a perfect selfie. Look at you right now. Half of you is cut off, and you can't see the other half. That's a perfect selfie.
I am absolutely adorable.
Perfect freaking selfie.
The podcast people.
I have a real weird suspicion.
What's that?
That Billy Bob on the Periscope.
Oh my God!
Is a weird follower. No one's named Billy Bob, right?
Except the biker Billy Bob.
No, you're stop it. It's not biker Billy Bob.
Oh
no.
My God. Biker Billy Bob is the shit happening right now.
No. Oh my God, you know what would be good right now? A Snuggie. Woo! A Snuggie.
Oh my God, how many
maybe for the 20.
How many bottles of wine is this?
There's how much is the percentage on this bad boy? It's my job and I don't even know. Oh, 12.5.
Yep. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a little strong.
All right. That's good.
What are we at for time?
Almost 50 minutes, yeah. Actually. Did Homie Cast go for...
They went for an hour. 14 minutes.
Yeah, they went
Why
a long time.
Why did we only get cut off at like 57 minutes?
Because I feel my attention span and our listeners' attention span doesn't go that long.
We did go from 12 to 4, and I'm one. But I still count. Okay.
That makes me sad.
Don't be sad. It's a
so for our listeners.
I think no one has watched the three of us.
All right, our listeners, Periscope. We'll probably do the next one. We'll broadcast
holiday
it.
Episode.
I'll blog it. Great. We'll do it. You know, we'll do another one. I'll blog it. I'll tell you when to. You know what time to tune in. We'll know this time.
We also did lose connection.
Yeah, we did lose connection a couple of times, which made it a little bit difficult, but. I will know how to position the camera, so I'm on the side, not in front, looking like...
Sorry for being dizzy, Celia. Sorry.
Looking like a Teletubby. But,
Oh my God. Seriously.
I have a face for radio.
Except the one with the stick like that. I like that one. I don't like the Teletubbies. The hole in the stick one.
The hole in the stick. The hole in the stick.
You mean the purple... No, the purple one's with the triangle.
I mean, he sounds fun. This... But I don't.
What the hell are we talking about?
I'll tell you about these.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we're still on the TV Mickeys. Is your phone on Wi-Fi? I don't know who you're. Wow. This shit scares the fuck out of me. Holy shit.
I am dying. I can't live right now. Right, seriously, well. I can't. Right.
No one wants to listen to this. This is the worst episode ever. You're supposed
Three
to be so good. You're supposed to be so good.
Good thing you had
so good.
Good thing you had the champagne.
Homie Cast is so good. I don't understand.
That's right.
Calling it out.
Oh my
she
God.
Just, she just flipped off the Periscope. Off my mom.
I did not flip off. I did not. I can't breathe. I love Kyle's mom. Kyle's mom is the best. I love you. Heart, if you think so. I love you.
See, I'm
so
sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm dying.
Did you eat? How come we didn't eat like queens tonight?
Because we're at Kyle's house.
Oh no, we're not. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Internet meme and you spell psych S-I-K-E, shoot yourself. Like, seriously, shoot yourself. It's P-S-Y-C-H.
Is there a stop button on this? Can we stop
it? No, we're not going to stop it. It's the Kyle and Bridget show. It's like the 2 hours driving to Maine. See, look, we got parts.
Was 2 hours back. So
yeah,
we still did four hours.
We did a great job, though.
Yeah, that was a
like, lot. You know, we should have did it on the road, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, we should probably wrap it up here, though, no?
Maybe. I don't know. It says dogs also eat poop. That is true.
Cat shit.
Cat shit.
She fancies cat shit.
Cat shit, yeah.
I'm gonna
I don't even know if we have a closing song. Like, do we have a closing song? Should we
start? I'm sure somebody
knows. Wow, you need facts.
I want to know who Billy Bob is.
Well, we know his real... Well, we did know... Oh, you know what? I have the other guy's wife's name.
No.
Her name is Kaja.
I know, but it's not... Who's Billy Bob? Billy Bob... He's probably not even listening. He's probably joking.
No, he's probably not... Wait. Are we talking about stalker Billy Bob?
No, I'm talking about the person that's... A follower.
Well, let's not call him Billy Bob, because we call the biker Billy Bob. Because
that's his name.
I think everybody
we have a follower name. Look at the followers.
We have a follower name. Oh, shit, we do.
I told them. What do you think, I'm lying?
Holy crap. Oh, Regina Long, thank you for the 295 hearts. And Celia, thank you for the 202 hearts. Awesome.
Billy Bob gave us nothing. Billy Bob, who are you? And if you're going to love us, give me hearts. Damn it.
Oh, man.
I'm very competitive. Give me hearts.
We definitely need to not periscope the next round because like we're so distracted. We're so spoiled. All
it's, right.
Yeah.
So,
we're so sorry.
Do we have a ending song?
Oh, we I didn't get one.
All right, let's get one.
Real quick here.
What are you going to do?
I'm really just going to
this
do
was
the...
like the biggest ADHD like...
I shouldn't have brought like yeah because you're watching
you
yourself.
I am
because I don't like
Nat King Cole. Do you like Nat King Cole?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's talking? Who is it? What's happening?
Is Lily on your forearm?
Smile. Yes. Yes, she is.
Though your heart is
all right, people. Thank you for
smile,
listening.
Even though
just
it's
smile.
Breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.